奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续来学习创世纪里的一些道理。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we continue with our study of the teachings in the book of Genesis.
今天是星期五下午了，所以我们这个课剩下一个小时，这一节课而已。
Today is Friday. Right now is Friday afternoon, so we only have an hour left for this class.
希望我们可以完成创世纪的第一个事件，就是创造。
And hopefully that we can complete the first main event, which is the creation of heaven and earth.
就是第一章跟第二章。
And so this is chapter 1 and 2.
那我们昨天已经谈到了这个安息日的问题了。
And so we talked about the matter pertaining to Sabbath day.
也就是说，第二章里面的五件最起初的第一件事情就是神设立安息日。
And so in the beginning of chapter 2, the five main event, which the first thing is that God created the Sabbath day.
那我们读第二章的时候，从第四节开始，你就会发现这个圣经描述神创造天地的来历主持不一样。
And you could see that from verse 2 and on, the way that God created heaven and earth, it's in different format order.
第四节开始哈。
Verse 4.
他说创造天地的来历在主神造天地的日子乃是这样。
This is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens.
在第三节以前那个他所讲的神都是单一的神这样子称呼而已。
And before verse 3, all the God that he said was pertaining to singular.
但是为什么到第二章的四节之后，你现在看到后面所有的描述都是主神这个双重的主持。
And after verse 4, you realize that the description became Lord God.
所以第二章开始到基本上整章用11次描述神创造的时候都是主神说，主神说。
And so everything in chapter 2, it was mentioned 11 times that Lord God said.
现在神所有的创造都是这样的一个称呼了。
And so now the title has changed to Lord God now.
那同一个作者，他现在很显然第二章他所要描述的重点不一样。
So it's very obvious that the author wants to mention a different fact here.
第一章他纯粹在讲创造。
In chapter 1, he particularly focuses on creation.
神就是这个独一的创造的真神。
God is the sole creator and a true God of heaven and earth.
所以他让我们了解说我们人是按照神的形象造出来的。
He made us realize that we were created based on God's image.
但是神并没有说他是用什么材料造人啊。
But God did not talk about what materials he used to create men.
一样都是用说的神说都是跟其他的动物都一样，神说要做什么就有什么。
And everything was verbally said by God, then it was created.
但是对人的塑造，神特别说，人是按照他的形象跟他的样式而有的。
But from the creation of man, God emphasized that it was created based on his own image.
第二章就告诉我们人是神用什么材料做出来的了。
In chapter 2, it talked about what materials that man was created from.
那第二章所描述这最起初的几件事都跟我们人有关系的，非常有关系。
In the beginning of chapter 2, all the different verses were directly related to us men.
也都跟我们的救恩，我们以后要了解的救恩有关系。
This will be directly related to the understanding of salvation.
所以这位神在第二章所描述的神跟我们人是有约的关系。
So this God that is mentioned in chapter 2 would have a covenant with men.
就好像我们说神很伟大。
And just like we said that the Lord is great.
神很伟大跟我们有什么关系？
And what does that have to do with us?
就好像我们可能知道某一个地方有一个很厉害的人，那个人物。
And maybe we know a certain place that would have a very magnificent man.
那个很厉害、很聪明、很有才能的人跟我们有什么关系？
And this very talented, magnificent, great man, what does that have to do with us?
某某人很聪明，然后呢？
And so this person is really smart. And then
他很聪明，他过得很好日子，但是我还是一样 每天也去打工啊，我是赚那几块钱啊。
So he's great. He lives a very good life. And what does that have to do with me? Because I still have to work and make that very little salary.
所以现在神的伟大、神的全能跟我们这些人是有关系的，所以他特别用主神这个称呼了。
And so the greatness and the almightiness of the Lord has direct relationship with us. That's why his title is now Lord God.
所以他就是我的主。
So he's my Lord.
他现在不但是创造的真神，他现在更是会关爱我的主。
And not only was he the creator of and the true God, but he is the God that cares about me.
我现在的生活跟他都有关系的，他会在意我的生活。
And my life is related to him because he cares for my life.
他现在他的能力要发生功效在我们的个人的生命里。
And his power will manifest in our lives.
他又是全能的。
And he is almighty.
他也是说有就有，他也是可以创造一切万物。
And he can create everything based on speech, and he creates everything.
那我们如果注意看第四节哈。
If we carefully looked at verse 4.
造天地的来历啊，然后神造，在主神造天地的日子。其实你如果看原文，它是先讲地在先的。
And this is the history of the heaven.
你读英文。
This is the history of the heaven and the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord made the earth and the heavens.
哦，你看它那个最后就是 made the earth and the heavens. 所以现在重点都是在地上的了。
And so the emphasis now and the focus is on the earth.
好，所以现在地上的事情，它第一个要交代的就是我关于人的受造。
So the first thing that he wants to talk about is the creation of men.
啊，所以其实你看他这个第二章的描述，显然现在他要让我们知道的这个事实，不是跟就是跟第一章有点差异的，重点不太一样。
So you can see the depiction of chapter 2 is different than chapter 1, and the facts are slightly different.
第七节
，verse 7,
主神用地上的尘土造人，啊，将生气吹在他鼻孔里。他就成了有灵的活人。
And the Lord God formed a man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being.
好，那中文有点点点，名叫亚当，那是后面加上来的。
And so in Chinese, that this man was Adam, and later on this was added.
好，所以原来的经文就是只有这样子，就成了有灵的活的。
And so the original text only have to deal with the man became a living being.
现在注意看他的这个动词，就是神主神用地上的尘土造人，这个造的这个动作。
And you can see the noun that's being described here, which is the God formed a man.
这个造这个字眼就是像那个窑匠捏泥土，把它捏出来这样的。
And so form is kind of like the ceramic maker that he will form the ceramic into a certain shape, like a pottery.
哦，这个就是所以耶利米书十八章的第六节啊，就是窑匠弄泥，把它做一个什么？他用的器具，他那个创造造的那个字眼是一样的。
And so this is like a pottery maker, and recorded in Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 6, that he would form this object into this shape.
那特别在描述人的受造，是神特别用下了他的这个心思去做的。
So this is describing that God pays specially focus to the creation of men.
啊，然后哈，他就吹气啊，吹气。
And then he breathed into their nostril.
那这个吹这个动作啊，就是特别是说他的鼻孔里面，就是要让他变成活的。
And so breathe into the nostril means that he wants to make this man live alive.
然后他就变成了活的了。
And so he became a living being.
然后那个这个活的跟第一章第二十一节开始在做这个水中的或天空的这些活物是一样，变成活的生命的动物。
And so this gesture, is the same as chapter 1 verse 21. That every living thing that moves.
你看第一章二十一节，神就造出大鱼，水中所滋生各样生命的动物。这个就是神一样是神造的，变活的，在水里面跟在天空飞的。
And so chapter 1 verse 21. So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the water abounded according to their kind, every winged bird according to its kind, God saw that it was good. So everything was moved and alive.
好，那现在，所以现在动物的受造跟我们人的受造，基本上这个生命一样，都是从神来的。
So the creation of animals and the creation of man, this life comes from God.
所以我们一样都有肉体。
So all of us would have flesh.
那有肉体的受造物基本上都是一样，有感情，有生命，有感情，有意志，有智慧。
So, all things that's created based on flesh would have emotions and feelings and natural form.
哦，所以你看那个水中的鱼啊，有人养宠物养鱼啊，也有养鸟的啊，养狗啊，猫啊。这个都是活的，因为你跟他活久了，他就会有感情了。
And you see all the pets that people have, including fish or reptiles or birds or dogs or cats. After a while, it becomes very emotionally connected.
主人都会发现说，他们家养的宠物都很聪明。
And all the master would think that their pets is really smart.
有的鸟也很聪明啊。
And some of the birds are really smart.
哦，反正信徒家里面各种宠物都有。
And there's all different types of animals in members' home.
也有养那个乌龟的。
And there are people that have turtles.
养鸟的。
And birds.
鸟就在家里面飞啊。
And the birds will be flying.
那个鸟也很聪明。反正我们信徒家里面真的什么都有。
And then actually there are all different types of animals in members' home.
然后最后都会发现说，哎，这个鸟跟人，动物跟人之间都有感情。
And you realize that there will be an emotional attachment with the animals and human.
有时候也很有个性。
And sometimes they have a personality as well.
这是说明这个生命的现象。
And so this is the facts of life.
但是他们就是不会敬拜神。
But of course they would not know how to worship God.
他们跟人还是不一样。
And so they are rather different than men.
所以人跟动物的差别，其实在神的这一口气。
So the difference between men and all the other living creatures or animals is this breath from God.
所以特别说，神吹将他的生气，他的气就是这个灵哦，吹在他的鼻孔里。
So it talked about that God breathed into the nostrils the breath of the spirit into this man.
那这所以这个神的这个灵很重要的。
And so the spirit of God, it's very important.
神的灵是什么？
What is the spirit of God?
如果我们如果看这个箴言的二十章哈。
If we turn to Proverbs chapter 20.
箴言二十章。
Proverbs chapter 20.
第二十七节。
Verse 27.
箴言二十章的二十七节。
Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27.
二十七节说，人的灵是主的灯，鉴察人的心腹。
The spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart.
那表示这个人的灵其实从神来的。
That means that the spirit of man actually came from God.
生命受造就是从神造出来的。
God created life, so this is from God.
那现在是这个人的灵是神放在我们心里的那个灯，要照亮我们的心。
So the spirit of a man is actually a lamp that's placed inside of us by God to shine inside.
鉴察人的心腹，表示要让我们知道有一个标准。
And this is to search all the inner depths of the heart, and for us to know that there is a standard for everything.
那也说明说，一开始人受造的时候，神就把神跟人沟通的这个能力跟这个机制放进去了。
And so it talks about that in the beginning when man was created, this mechanism of communication was placed inside man.
所以我们人会想要寻求神。
And so as man, you constantly want to search for God.
我们会也会有那个了那个意愿想要去了解神的旨意。
And you have this will to want to understand the will of God.
那这个就是这个从神来这口气的。
And so this is the breath of life that came from God.
因此我们说拜神就是一个天性。
And so it's our nature to want to worship God.
不，你这样说没有神的无神论者，他最后也是会想要去求神。
So anyone that's agnostic or atheist.But at the end, they will want to find some sort of God.
因为就算一个无神论者，他不相信，他神也不会因为他不相信就不存在啊。
Even atheists, doesn't mean that God does not exist or he doesn't believe.
你也可以不相信什么事情，但是那个事实就在那里。
But you can believe, you could disbelieve a certain things, but the facts are there.
所以这是第一个人受造。
So, this was the first man that was created.
我们人是从尘土造的。
And so as man, we are formed by dust.
那其实地，你看神当时候把这个地都准备好。
And you could see that God has prepared the ground at the time.
就是这个整个环境啊。
And so the whole environment.
然后接下来把人造出来。
And man was formed.
这是为什么我们今天如果生命结束，我们就归于尘土。
So this is why that after life ends, that all of us will return back to dust.
真的，如果只是把它用化学分析我们人的这些肉体，真的是跟动物一样的。
So if you want to carefully analyze the components of a human body, you realize that it is really closely matched with dust.
那但是我们。但是今天人如果死亡跟动物死亡，我们的感受是不一样的。
But a death of a person, and the death of an animal, the feeling is different.
这是说明今天我们人在神面前的尊贵性，我们自己也知道。
And this shows that how precious we are in front of God, and we know this as well.
好，那所以呢，我们现在看了这个第一个人之后，我们接下来。看神怎么把这个人放在第一个乐园里面。
And so after seeing this first man, we can see how he was placed in the first paradise.
第八节，二章八节。
Chapter 2, verse 8.
主神在东方的伊甸立了一个园子，把所造的人安置在那里。
The Lord God planted a garden eastward of Eden, and there he put a man whom he had formed.
那这里特别在东方了哈，这个神当时候。其实我们现在看地球是圆的。
So this emphasized eastward, and we can see that the Earth is round.
圆的就是看你站在什么角度，你的东边、西边是你要有中心点先定，之后才有所谓东西方。
So you have to stand firm on a location before you can decide which way is east or west.
那现在神他以他为中心呢、啊，他就说他在东边要。这个伊甸这个地方要立一个园子。
And so this is being made as the center point, and a garden will be placed eastward.
伊甸这个字的意思就是快乐。
So the name Eden means happiness, which.
所以我们说伊甸园叫做快乐的花园。
And so this is a garden of happiness.
所以这个就是神造人的时候把它安置那个环境，就是要让它快乐。
So when man was created, God wanted to put him in this place in order for man to be happy.
所以你注意看那个小孩子哈，他从小长大，他第一个寻找就是 for fun， 就是要有乐趣。
You can realize that when children are growing up, the first thing that they want to find is fun or happiness.
你看那个小朋友 baby， 你就是跟他玩，他就会有乐趣，他就会笑嘛哈。
And you can see that if you play with a baby, baby will be very happy and smile.
然后开始，他就真的是从整个过程当中都在寻找乐趣的。
So the whole process of growing up, they constantly looking or striving for joy.
我们从小到大不是都在寻找乐趣吗
？And wasn't it the same thing for us when we growing up? We're constantly looking for fun.
从开始会玩玩具，到会玩游戏，到会寻找配偶，到会寻找工作。都是在寻找乐趣。
And from the beginning that you knew how to play toys, or when you grow up, when you're looking for a job or looking for a spouse, you're constantly looking for joy.
那因为一开始神把人就放在这个快乐的园子里面，他享受快乐。
In the beginning, God placed man in this garden of happiness and wanted man to be happy.
那这也是神造人要我们人享受的。
And so this is how God created man and wanted man to enjoy all of this.
那现在这个伊甸园哦。到底有什么特色
？And so, what is the unique characteristics of Garden of Eden?
我们从第八节会发现说，这个园子是神亲自建设的嘛，哈，神立的。
So from verse 8, we can see that God especially made this garden.
他神立的一个园子，所以这个就是神说有，所以这很简单嘛。这个神就是有一个地方把它放下去。
So God planted a garden, and it's very easy for Him to do.
对神来说，是在东方。
And to God, this is eastward.
然后呢，这个园子的目的就是为了要把人放进来的。
So the purpose of this garden is to place men inside of it.
所以你看，这个当在神整个眼中看来，他最重要就是这个人。
And so from the eyes of God, the most important thing would be this man.
所以我们如果光是从这一点看，你就知道我们今天教会办的任何的活动， 其实最重要的是弟兄姐妹，我们这些人。
So from this, you can see that any activities that the church hold today, we focus on the importance of brothers and sisters, which is are the people.
这个活动环境我们可能不理想。
And maybe the surroundings or environment is not so ideal.
或者是这个班务在各种安排的时候，其实我们最重要就是要让所有参加的人都得到造就。
And maybe doing all the scheduling, the purpose is to edify all the attendees.
每一个教会举办的活动，如果以神的心去看它，都是为了要让弟兄姐妹得到灵性的长进的。
And so every event that church ever holds, the main focus is to enable brothers and sisters' spirituality to grow.
所以不是这个活动可以办得多完美，而是这里面的人。借这个活动能够得到多少的造就，这才是重点。
And it's not how perfect you can plan this event, but the most important thing is how much edification can each person receive out of this.
所以有时候即使吃的不好，或者是条件比较艰巨，我们如果大家都很喜乐，真的有造就就好了。
And sometimes maybe the environment or the food is not so good, but as long as everyone gets edified, this is all.Good.
我们看第九节。
And let's read verse 9.
然后神主神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，其上的果子好做食物。园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。
And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow. This is pleasant to the sight and good for the food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
这里就是在这个园子里面呢、啊，这个。食物不缺乏，人可以得到满足。
So within this garden, there was no lacking for food, so man can be satisfied.
所以神的照顾很充足，丰丰富富。
And so the care and nurture of God is abundant here.
啊，因为第一章就已经说，神把地上的菜蔬、树上有和结果子的，都赐给人当食物。
And because in chapter 1, it talked about that God has gave.All vegetations and fruits to man as food.
特别说这个伊甸园里面有一棵有生命树和分别善恶的树。
And this talks about the in the Garden of Eden there was the tree of life and also the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
那这个树都是单树的，嗯，都是只有一棵。
And these trees are all singular, so there's only one.
啊、我们不知道那个伊甸园多大，但是都里面反正不管多大，里面有一棵树，生命树，有一棵叫做分别善恶树的树。
We don't know how large this area is, but we know that there's only one tree of tree of life and tree of knowledge of good and evil.
那表示说，这园子里面，你各种树上的果子都可以吃，当食物来吃，让你饱足，不会饿。
And so in this garden that you can eat all from all different types of fruits for you to be nourished and full.
那如果吃了生命树的果子，你就得生命，不是吗？
And so if you eat,
永远活着。
If you eat from the fruit of tree of life, then you will receive life. Then you can live forever, isn't it?
那有一棵树叫做分别善恶的树。
And there's a tree called the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
这一棵树不是说你本来不知道善恶，你吃了这个果子之后，你就会分别善恶。
And this tree does not mean that once you've eaten it, then you can discern good and evil.
而是这棵树会就是神要用来分别我们人是善还是恶。
And but this tree is actually allow God to distinguish whether we are good or evil.
所以善恶是我们人本身是善还是恶。由这棵树来决定的。
And so, whether a person is good or evil will be decided by this tree.
好，这个就是伊甸园里面的特色了，它里面有的东西嘛。
And so, this is one of the unique characteristics of this Garden of Eden.
接下来，你看第十节。
And let's read verse 10.
他说：“有河从伊甸流出来，滋润那园子，从那里分世道。”
And now a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it parted, became four river heads.
所以这个伊甸园有河水流出。
And so there are river flowing out of this garden.
从一个源头流出来，会分着四个方向。
And so there was a source of a river that flew that flow, and it divided into four river heads.
那这四道河从第十一节到第十四节就描述了。
And so it described the name of the four rivers in verse 11 to 14.
那第一道河叫做比逊。
And the first river is called Pishon.
那这个比逊就是增加的意思，增加。
And so that means to increase.
第二道河叫做基逊。
And the second one is called Gihon.
Gihon 对，激性就是爆发。
And that means to explode.
Bursting.
Bursting.
就是爆发哈啊。第三道河第十四节叫西底结河。
And the third river is called Hedeco.
那这个就是应该现在的底格里斯河了哈，我们现在的名词底格里斯河。
And it should be the Tigris River that we have now
那
today.
那意思就是很快速的。
And that means that it's very fast.
第四道河十四节里面就是伯拉河。
And the fourth river is Euphrates.
就是很多产的 fruitfulness， 就是
so that means it's fruitful，
很丰富的
bountiful，
出产很多的。
And it's it produces much.
好，那这四道河其实基本上有它的意思的。
And so the four rivers would have their own meanings.
我们等一下会看到。
And we can see this later on.
那现在在这个伊甸园里面呢，是人在里面嘛哈。
And so the man is inside this Garden of Eden.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
主神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。
And so the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it.
这个园子是神的。
So、
主人是神的了。
Belongs to God and the master is God.
那现在被造的人放进去，神就把这个任务给他，你替我看管照顾这个园子。
So the man that was created was placed inside this garden to tend it and manage it.
照理说我们如果以现在的角度，你如果照顾一个花园我们为什么要照顾它？为什么你这个园子需要照顾
？And why is it that if you tend to a garden that you would need to take care of it?
就像我们自己的庭院，你如果不照顾不割草，它草就长得很高嘛。
And just like our own yard, if you don't cut the grass, then the grass will grow.
等一下，那个树枝会掉下来，反正你就会很多工作要做。
Or maybe the branches will fall, and then you have a lot of work.
但是以前在刚创造的时候，那时候不会下雨，
and,
没有暴风。
In the beginning, when the world was created, there was no rain, there was no storms.
也不会没有四季时候掉叶子，应该没有吧。
And I don't.
还没有四季啊。
And because there were no four seasons, so I don't think the leaves were fall.
也没有所谓野兽会跟你偷吃你的东西。
And there were no beasts that will steal your food.
到底他们是要看什么
？So
要修理什么
？What do they have to do? What exactly? What kind of work they will have to do?
所以要想想看。
So we can think about.
当时候跟现在一定不太一样。
So the time and now is it should be much different.
所以这个应该不只是。劳力上的工作，体力上的工作，说是要去扫叶子，需要去修理什么东西，篱笆坏掉，不是这个。
Not the labor for the physical body, but just to rake the leaves.
所以人的任务，神特别给他说要修理看守，要注意。
And so this was the job that was given to men that to tend and keep the garden.
好，接下去看第十六节。
And then verse 16.
主神吩咐他说：园中各样树上的果实，你可以随意吃。
And the Lord God commanded a man, saying, "Of every tree in the garden, you may freely eat."
只是分别善恶树上的果实，你不可吃，因为你是日必定死。
But the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat. For the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
所以这里你看，神给一个命令。
And so there's one commandment here from God.
所以神，他特别说，你各样的树都可以吃啊，你可以随意吃。
And so the Lord said that you can freely eat from all the fruits in the garden.
那这个就是神给的命令吗？
And so this was the commandment.
但是分别是善恶树上的果实，你不可以吃的。
But the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat.
那他们是被神放弃，是主人是神，所以现在神下命令他们，这受造人应该要遵守神的话。
And of course, because man is only the creation that was placed inside by God, so of course.He should listen to God's command.
所以对神讲的话要小心，要注意。
So you have to be very careful to the command to the words that was spoken by God.
好，第十九节。
Verse 19.
他第三个任务就是，主神用土所造成的野地各样走兽，这里用土跟我们人第七节那个用尘土是一样的。他说，空中各样飞鸟都带到那人面前，看他叫什么，那人怎么样叫各样的活物，那就是他的名字的。
So out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name.
20节，那人就给一切牲畜、空中飞鸟、野地走兽都起了名。 只是那人没有意见，配偶帮助他。
And so Adam gave names to all cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper comparable to him.
这里就提到这个命名的问题。
And so here talks about names, to be naming things. 这
个亚当他需要为神所造这各样的牲畜、飞鸟、活物命名，这是大工程啊。
So this is a great engineering project that Adam would need to name every living creature that was created by God.
有时候要取一个名字不容易啊。
And sometimes it's not easy to find a name.
我们多少这个新手的父母要为孩子取名字伤脑筋，伤透脑筋。
And usually you can see the new parents, often they if they want to pick a name for their child, they would spend a lot of effort.
要翻字典，然后去问人家说这个名字好不好？这个还要考虑到很多。到美国这边还要考虑到很多，不能够给人家取错号。
And maybe they would turn to the dictionary. They would ask around, and then especially in United States, you cannot have some other names.
那表示这个时候神把他的荣耀分担给人，让人可以分享他的荣耀。命名本身就是一个荣耀。
And so that.God has shared his glory to man here because he allows man to name.
一开始这个就是神给人的托付，而且就是要让人来参与他这个创造的工作。
And so in the beginning, this job was commissioned to man in order for man to partake in his creation.
因为神称我们叫做儿子，所以神称人是儿子。
Because God called us his son.
因为人是按照他的形象造的。
Because men are created based on God's image.
好，这是乐园里面啊，他们的责任。
So this was their duty in the garden.
那这个我们今天知道这个这样的一个起初的事情要做什么
？And so we realize that what do we have to do here in the beginning?
其实这个最开始乐园所预表的救恩性就是真教会。
And so in the beginning, the garden prefigurates the true church.
所以我们在讲真教会的时候，一定会讲到这个伊甸园的问题。
So when we talk about the true church, we would definitely talk about the things in the garden of Eden.
所以教会就是神的家，就是神他这个充满喜乐的家。
So the church is the house of God. This house is filled with joy.
所以教会就是神的乐园。
And so the church is the paradise of God.
我们直接看。如果因为有很多经文，我们不会去翻它的。
And because there are many scriptures, we cannot turn to it every one.
但是这个神的诚意，这个属神的地方是可喜可乐的，就是一定是很快乐的。
And so any place that belongs to God is definitely a joyful and full of happiness.
比如说以赛亚书三十五章。
For example, Isaiah 35.
这个城啊，神的城。
And so this city of God.
看一节就好了。
And we can just read one verse.
Isaiah 书三十五章。
Isaiah chapter 35.
这直接看第十节。
And let's read verse 10.
在这里啊，神救赎的民会归回，歌唱来到锡安，永乐归到他们头上，他们必得着欢喜快乐，忧愁叹息尽都逃避。
And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing with.Everlasting joy on their heads, they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away.
那这个在这个喜乐当中，让人可以看到神的荣耀。
So among this joy and gladness, we can witness the glory of God.
所以你看第一章第一节第二节那里，就是特别强调人会看见神的荣美。
From chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, talked about that man can see the glory of God.
这个就是神的城，就是他的乐园。
And so this is the city of God, which is God's garden.
那这个伊甸园是神设立的，像真教会就是圣灵亲自建立的一样。
So Garden of Eden was established by God, just like the true church.
好，那伊甸园在东方，就好像今天真教会从东方出现。
So Garden of Eden is located eastward, just like the true church existed from the east.
我们不用抄，因为最后会把这个都送给你们。
And because you don't need to write anything down, I'll give you this PowerPoint slides.
那真教会里面有，你看神所安置的这个已经被罪被赦免的人，新造的人。
And in this true church, you can see that it was placed inside the man that was the sins were forgiven.
伊甸园里面的这些这是个人是神造的，是没有罪的，新造的。
So the man that inside the Garden of Eden was newly created by man, and he was sinless.
虽然他的物质上是尘土，是很卑微的，但是因为神吹那口气，灵，所以他就变得很尊贵。
Although from the materialistic perspective that he is very lowly because he was formed from dust, but because of the fact that God breathed into his own spirit inside, so he's very precious.
像我们今天一样。
And just like all of us today.
所以我们成为圣洁有神的形象的人被放在神的教会里。
So everyone that became holy and has the image of God can be placed inside.
那在伊甸园里面呢，人跟神之间的交通是很亲密的。
And so the communication between man and God in the Garden of Eden is a close one.
我们从第三章就看到，这个神常常来到这个伊甸园，跟他们互动的。
So from chapter 3, we can see that God constantly came down to the Garden of Eden and would have direct interactions with men.
就像在今天在真教会里面，我们真的可以借着圣灵，可以跟神有很亲密的沟通。
And just like in true church, that through the Holy Spirit, we can have a very close communication with God.
那在伊甸园里面有这个活这个河流流出来。
In the Garden of Eden, there's river heads that flows out.
就像今天在真教会有这个生命的活水，像活水的江河。从神的宝座流出来。
And just like in the true church, then it would have the river that's flowing out from the merciful throne of God.
所以，如果对照以西结书四十七章，我们就看到这个从圣殿、从神的园子流出来的活的这个江河，所流到之处都活了，而且都结果子。
And you can see that, referring to Ezekiel chapter 47.Everywhere that this water flows into, it would bring life and then bring bearing much fruit.
那这个就是真教会的特色。
So this is the characteristics of the true church.
所以这个圣灵这个生命活水很重要。
And so this living water of the Holy Spirit is very important.
它会带来增加，就像比逊就是增加的意思。
And just like he can increase in number, just like Gihom.
你看这四个道河的那个名字，在圣灵的带领底下都会产生，它的功效都会出现。
And under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you can see these four rivers would be very effective.
好，真教会里面哦，有你看这个这里面，这像那个比逊的有美好的黄金，这是信心跟德性。
And just like Gihom, it would bring wonderful gold, and this is a symbolic of good faith.
哦，那现在我们赶快来看看第。二章的第十六节。
And let's hurry and read chapter 2, verse 16.
这是第一条命令。
So this was the first commandment.
这一个命令我们一定要搞清楚。
And we have to understand this clearly.
分别善恶的树。
The tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
如果我们看英文直接翻译，其实就是有善恶的知识的树。
And so from the English is the knowledge of the good and evil tree.
那表示说这棵树会让我们了解说，哎，什么叫做善
？So means that this tree,
我要怎样才叫做善？我如果做什么就变成恶
？And would, for us to understand, what do we have to do to be good, or what do we have to do to become evil?
好，这个是神的命令嘛？我们都读过的。
And so this was the commandment of God, and we have read.
你吃的日必定死。
And when you eat of it, you shall surely die.
当时候亚当夏娃他们都不知道什么叫死亡。
And so Adam and Eve would not know what does it mean to die.
这是超越当时候的那个经验的。
So this surpasses all their experiences or understanding at the time.
神给这条命令的用意，其实是要来分别，让亚当夏娃他们自己因着有神的话来决定他是会成为善还是成为恶。
So the purpose of this is to allow them, based on the words of God.And they can decide that whether they want to become good or evil.
哦，这个就是他们可以自由选择的。
So this is a free decision.
所以神他现在给人这条命令，不是要来限制你的自由。
So this commandment that was given from God to men is not to restrict your freedom.
反过来说，其实发现人很完整的自由。
And on the other hand, you can realize that God, man is actually very free or liberated.
这一句神说不可以吃这句话，就是要来试验亚当。
And so this word that God commanded man that you shall not eat is to test Adam.
对亚当来说，他是要选择听或是不听。
And to Adam, basically he can decide whether he wants to listen to it or not.
听就是善，你不听就变成恶了。
And to listen becomes good. If you refuse to listen, then will become evil.
但是神没有讲那么清楚啊。
But God did not.
神不是讲这样讲，神说这棵树上你的果子你不要吃，吃了是必定死。
God was not so specific. Explaining himself, but all he said that you cannot eat from this tree.
但神已经告诉他说这棵树叫什么树。
And but he told the people at the time what is the name of this tree.
这一棵树叫做有善恶知识的树。
And this is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
你的善的知识一定要是根据神的话。
And so the goodness and knowledge will be based on the words of God.
所以这条命令本质上是神给人自由意志，你可以自己选。
And so this commandment is basically telling men that you have the freedom of choice.
我要选择听神的话还是不听吗？
Should I decide to listen to God or not?
但是也看到说神事实上希望人可以自由选择的愿意听他所下的命令。
But this is to see whether men will freely have the freedom of choosing God's commandment, whether to eat it or not.
如果选择听神的话，这个就是善。至善，而且是生命永活。
If he chooses to listen to God's commandments, and this will be good.
但是如果不听呢
？If he does not listen,
你吃的日子必定死。
Then the date of it, you eat of it, you surely die.
那这个也会变成就是恶。
And so this will evolve into evil.
所以善恶的标准是神的话。
So the standard of good and evil will be the words of God.
善恶不是自己想说我这样做是好还不好。
So the good and evil is not that your own reflection whether I should do this or not.
今天社会之所以败坏，其实是因为把神这个绝对标准把它拿掉了。
So the reason that the society is so corrupt today is because the absolute standard of God was removed.
每个人就按他自己的想法了，我来决定这个好还是不好。
So everyone would be based on their own thinking to decide whether certain things is good or not.
但是最开始神的标准很清楚。
But in the beginning, God's instructions were very clear.
生命记三十一章哈，当时候摩西跟以色列百姓说
，31, and Moses has said to the people at the time.
我们来读这一节。
And let's read this verse.
读完这一节就来结束了。
And we will take a break after this.
生命记三十章的十九节。
And Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 19.
十九节，我今日呼天唤地的向你做见证。我将生死祸福陈明在你面前，所以你要拣选生命，使你和你的后裔都得存活。
三十章。Deuteronomy chapter 13, chapter 30, verse 19. So I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you that I have set before you life and death.Blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your descendants may live.
那这里选择生命，其实就是选择神的话，因为这个在生命记特别把那个生死祸福都把它讲得很清楚了。
So if you choose life, that you will choose the words of God. In the book of Genesis, it talks about life, death, and woe, also blessing.
那这个你选择了听神的话，就是生命，就是活的。
So if you choose the words of God, which is alive, then you will be alive.
那才是真正的善，善就是要以神的标准为标准。
So this is the truly goodness because it utilizes the standard of God.
哦，所以选择顺从神命令的就是善，就是生命；选择不听的就是恶，就是死亡。
If you choose to listen to the commandments of God, it means that you choose life, and which is goodness. But if you refuse to choose it, then it's evil. Then that will leads to death.
就是。第一条命令。
So this was the first commandment.
那在第二章还有一个啊，第一对的婚姻。
And in chapter 2 also records the first marriage.
我们要来啊结束下课。
And so we will conclude and end our class.
剩下的我们再想办法。
And so we will try to think of ways.
低头默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿门。
阿门。